Suhlmunder tisked impatiently and waved his hand to divert all attention from his stomach. He leant across and tapped the table in front of Christopher. "Kunin," he said, "you stare at me all the time. Why for?" "My God," thought Winter, "these Marin, they are so direct." Now she knew where Christopher got it from. Suhlmunder rapped the table again, insistently. Christopher hesitated. Then he said, "I, too, am a free man." Suhlmunder frowned, not understanding, and Christopher reached over and pressed his fingers to the scars on the man's wrist. He repeated himself in Marin, "Is far sayer misha freshen, Suhlmunder." Suhlmunder's frown deepened, and Ashgar grew solemn. To Winter's surprise, he reached for Suhlmunder's hand. Their fingers entwined for a moment on the tabletop, Ashgar's smooth hand squeezing Suhlmunder's roughened one, and then Ashgar released his grip and sat back, looking at Christopher. "Who took you?" he asked quietly.
"The Luguru."
The Marin winced at the dreaded name. Christopher lifted his chin to Suhlmunder. "You?" he asked.
"Barbary corsairs."
Razi groaned, and Christopher nodded.
"They sell me for...
Suhlmunder murmured something to Embla. She thought for a moment, then shrugged apologetically.
Ulfnaur, reaching for an olive, glanced up and said, "Galley slave."
Suhlmunder nodded his thanks.
"They sell me for galley slave," he said. "I galley slave for..."
He held up two fingers.
"2 years?" asked Winter, aghast, and he nodded again.
"2 years, chained in the dark, in his own filth, toiling day and night without respite?" Winter looked at his good-natured face and couldn't imagine it.
"Then, one day..."
Suhlmunder made a whistling noise, his hand flying through the air to represent a cannonball or some such thing, and then he hit the table with a loud bam. The hounds jerked, growling at the noise, and Suhlmunder grinned at them.
"Oh, shush," he said, "stupid fellows."
"Suhl swim," continued Ashgar gravely. "He swim many distance, and then he come to shore. He walk home many distance, after many year."
He looked at his friend and shook his head.
"Many year."
Suhlmunder sucked his teeth in dismissal and tossed Ashgar's hair.
"Yes, yes," he said. "I wonderful, strong and beautiful, rising from sea like a god."
Ashgar snorted.
"Like dead fish," he said, fixing his hair.
"There is no slaves here, in this kingdom. This is what I heard."
Ulfnaur gazed earnestly at Christopher when he said this, and Winter realized that he was asking a question.
"That's what I've been told," said Christopher quietly, "that the king here is opposed to slavery."
"And you?" Ulfnaur asked Razi. "You of color?"
He tapped his face in case he wasn't making himself clear.
"You too are accepted?"
The irony of that had Winter ducking her head to hide a bitter smile. Razi nodded.
"For the most part," he said carefully.
Ulfnaur sat back.
"And faith?" he asked.
Razi frowned questioningly. Ulfnaur looked to Embla for help. She creased up her face in an attempt to find words.
"People of religion," she said, glancing warily at Christopher. "Of different religion. They are accepted?"
"It depends," snarled Christopher.
Razi frowned at him.
"No, it doesn't," he snapped.
"Yes," he said to Ulfnaur. "Yes, my fa..."
"The king is very clear on it. Yes, all faiths are accepted."
Christopher shook his head angrily and looked away. Ulfnaur leant back in his chair, looking very thoughtful, and Suhlmunder and Ashgar went quiet. Embla just watched Razi's mouth, her finger tracing a languid figure of 8 on the tabletop. Winter looked at Ulfnaur's pensive face, and it dawned on her.
They are thinking of relocating, she thought. They want to move their people south.
Her heart sank for them. It was unlikely that the highly structured society in the kingdom would suit a large tribe of nomads.
You have been misled, I think, as to the likelihood of being accepted here. Someone has made you promises they are unlikely to fulfill.
Winter glanced at Christopher. He was glaring out into the crowd, his lips tight. But the disapproval rapidly drained from his narrow face, and his mouth curved into a wistful smile as he watched the Marin dance. The music had whipped up into a mighty frenzy.